Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Today is July 25, and yesterday was the birthday of John Newton. It was many, many yesterdays ago. He was born on July 24th, 1725, in London. His father, also named John, was a ship's captain, and his mother's name was Elizabeth. Sadly, she died when he was only 7 years old, and at that point, a young John Newton seems to be adrift. His father would remarry, but John didn't seem to connect with either him or her, and at age 11, he went to sea. Now, many years later in his life, Newton published his memoirs under the title An Authentic Narrative of Some Remarkable and Interesting Particulars in the Life of John Newton. He starts that book by referencing Israel in the wilderness. And from Deuteronomy 8, he quotes, "Thou shalt remember all the ways by which the Lord thy God led thee through this wilderness." Well, from age 11 on, John Newton's wilderness was the sea. Newton saw his life as, in his own words, a remarkable display of God's sovereign, efficacious grace. But just as God's grace was amazing and great in his life, so Newton was a great sinner. He recalls that his mother was pious and he might have picked up a few things from her, but he says he just has faint memories of her. She was very ill, of course, and as I mentioned, she died when he was only 7. He was educated as a young man. At 10 years old, he was reading Virgil in the Latin, but he didn't seem all that content with things, and so he went out to sea. His first voyage was on one of his father's ships. Newton would speak of his father as having an air of distance, and that troubled a young Newton. He made several voyages through his teenage years. And in between his voyages, he would spend time in the English countryside. On one of his trips into Kent, he met Mary Catlett. He would call her Polly. From the moment he saw her, he knew that he wanted to marry her. Well, that would be a few years off. He continued to be a sailor. For a time, he was in the Navy, but was essentially dismissed because of his difficult nature. He was pressed into service as a merchant marine. By his own account, he lived an immoral life as a sailor. He would say that he had the ambition of Caesar to rank in wickedness. Well, then came March 21st, 1748. Newton was on board the ship, the Greyhound. By now, he's a seasoned sailor, but a terrible storm whipped up at sea. It racked the ship. Newton was asleep in his cabin, and a large burst of water came right through the wall of his room and woke him up. He spent the whole night furiously pumping water off the ship's deck, trying to keep it from going under. Some of his fellow sailors lost their lives, but he managed to survive. In the midst of the storm, he cried out a very simple prayer, "Lord, have mercy." He was struck by his own words. He had little or no time for God, and he cared nothing for mercy. But as Newton would later say in one of his hymns, "Sovereign grace has power alone to subdue a heart of stone. And the moment grace is felt, then the hardest heart will melt." Well, speaking of changes in Newton's life, he was married on February 12, 1750. He did marry Polly after all. Mary Catlett became his wife. Then on, he led 3 more voyages. One thing that is difficult for us to grasp is that after his conversion, Newton was a slave trader. He would later deeply regret that action in his life. In 1744, he had a seizure and he needed to leave the sea. And he left the sea and became a pastor. But he's most known not for his sermons, he's known for his hymns. And of course, his most famous hymn, Amazing Grace. That is the life of John Newton. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, let's let Calvin tell us about his conversion. He writes, "God, by a sudden conversion, subdued and brought my mind to a teachable frame. Having thus received some taste and knowledge of true godliness, I was immediately inflamed with an intense desire to make more progress."